In the NFL, there's no play as exciting as a return for a touchdown.
And as we were watching the defense on the field, we were constantly hoping that they can force a punt.
When they saw Dante come on the field, it was not just, oh, here comes a punt return, oh, here's a kickoff return. They were anticipating something exciting happening, and it did often.
Bengals left 20, 25, 35, 30. You can forget it. The human joystick.
Every time he touched the ball, you just knew something special was going to happen.
He was somebody who could change the course of a game in a single play.
Touchdown, Kansas City! Touchdown, Dante Hall!
He came to Kansas City, and I don't think anybody really knew that much about Dante Hall.
My rookie year, I only played in 5 games. That rookie year was a blur. It really didn't start off well.
He was the new kid on the block. He was struggling. There was a time where he didn't know if he'd even be a part of this Chiefs organization. He was sent over to play in NFL Europe and really learn how to become a wide receiver with the Scottish Claymores. And Dick Vermeil came on the scene, and that was the rebirth of Dante Hall.
I sensed that his spirit needed to be repaired.
He and Vermeil had a relationship unlike any player and coach I've ever been around. There was a real love between them.
We got him in training camp and mini camps and all that. We really got him going as a wide receiver because, as you know, he'd been a running back.
I think that Vermeil inspired Dante. And when he finally found his niche as wide receiver, he wasn't going to let anybody down.
Throwing on the seam pass, he's got Dante Hall, 35-30. You can forget it. Touchdown!
The veteran presence was huge for him. He wanted to learn. He wanted to get better.
I had a few guys that took me under their wings in the sense of, you know, young fella, don't worry about it. You know, we all kind of go through this and kind of keep my mojo up.
The veteran presence was huge for him. It wasn't so much a guy like a Will Shields or a Tony Gonzalez coming over, putting their arm around him and telling him how to do it. He just observed.
No, I realized, okay, Tony is the man, Will Shields is the man, and all you have to do is just sit back and watch these guys, okay. And I got a gist of, okay, this is how you become a pro. This is how you become successful in this league. From there, it took off.
Now, Dante Hall wants to get back in a hurry. He's going left side. Now he darts to the right side, explodes to the 40. He
here
might
he
do it.
Here he goes.
It was fun to watch him grow in confidence. He could take a one-yard hitch pass and score with it. Or he might run a reverse on you. Or he might, you know, something different. And he could still go deep.
Those type of players are very special. And when you have one, you can't wait until they get their opportunity.
The buzz in Kansas City during Dante Hall's 4-game streak where he had a return in every game was unlike anything I've ever seen.
Up the left side, 15, 20, burst of speed.
He feels the ball, and all of a sudden there's a crowd around him, and you can't see him because he's short, small, little guy.
For me, it was simply go where they're not. I can't get through a cluster of 20-some-odd guys, but so let me go where they're not. That was my style.
First guy misses, second and third guy miss.
Look,
right
he's
side,
got a
block for Dante Hall.
And out the other end of the pile of people comes Dante Hall going toward the end zone. We're going to win the football game.
He's going to outrun the entire Ravens defense. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That's why he's the best. That's why he's the best right now. That's why.
And then I think about the Denver Bronco game.
It was late in the fourth quarter. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they were down by 6. It was Denver. It was the 5th game of the season. They were 4-0, and this was a team that hadn't had a start like that in a while.
That picture remains in my mind very vividly, and I think about it often.
I remember writing that Dante Hall came to the stadium and changed in a phone booth. You know, somehow he was able to conceal his cape and his Superman suit.
Dante fielded the ball at about the 5-yard line, which, of course, coaches always shudder when a player fields the ball inside the 10-yard line.
When he feels a punt back inside the 10, and I'm yelling to myself, Dante, don't feel that, don't feel that. He runs back to about the 1-foot line.
You never get a punt and just simply turn around and start running backwards. And he ran 15 yards behind the point where he got the ball.
I just knew we were kind of stalling our offense, and I just went back to the backyard days of football.
the first man miss. Looking to try to get to the outside. He's in trouble, surrounded. Now he gets to the left side. He's got nobody but the kicker in front of him. Hall's up the left side, 35-40. A block on Norm. He's at the 35-30. Dante Hall's going to do it again. The human joystick with the touchdown. Kansas City, 92 yards on an unbelievable kick return.
The crowd had the best bird's eye view. And so you listen to them, you can hear the roar. Go back. The minute I broke left, I knew that was the correct way to go because the crowd just went crazy. That run, wow. You talking about rolling the dice? That's rolling the dice, putting a house on the line, the baby, the wife. You putting everybody on the line rolling the dice because big game. And I just broke about two or three special teams rules that you just do not do. Thank God it worked out for me. I'm getting a hug right now, but I could be getting slapped right now if it went the other way.